Hey everyone, welcome back to Party of One Podcast. This is a podcast all about growing in your discernment, growing in your faith, but also growing in the life that you're living right now. So let's just jump right into the episode. You have to excuse my microphone because I am recording mobily, but I don't want that to stop the message. Today we're going to talk about setting boundaries. It's not the easiest thing to do, especially if you're not somebody who typically sets boundaries or grew up in an environment where that wasn't really empowered. But as you grow into your adult years and continue throughout your adult years, it's really important to figure out what boundaries are for you. Like, where does the line get drawn? And that's in all areas of your life. It's not just at work or in your relationship. That's with yourself. Like, when do you stop pushing the boundary because you know you're not comfortable yet? So we're going to talk a little bit more about that today. So I had a situation pop up. And for confidentiality and details, I'll just keep those kind of minimal. But say, for example, you're in a setting where you can see that it's being perceived in a way that isn't true to your character, and it's being perceived in a way where the narrative might help the other parties, when you know that it's just being used as a tactic to kind of either tarnish your image or make you into something that you know you're not. It is important in how you respond to those situations, because how you respond in that situation is how you'll continue to show up in other situations, and you'll carry that throughout your life. Your relationship, your job, your friendships, your self-image, like what you do with yourself that kind of gives you purpose, all of that matters in the way that you respond to things. How do you respond to opportunity? How do you respond to trials and tribulations? Like, what is your, I guess, defense mechanism? And if the first thing your mind goes to is like screaming or shouting or like frustration, you have to figure out why you do that. And the only way to do that is to think back to how you were as a child. And that usually starts at the root. If you realize, actually, I had a good childhood, but I felt like I was overlooked, you know, you have to start thinking about those pieces in your life and where you started seeing patterns. Because if you don't notice the trends, there's no way you can figure out, well, I think I might know. You have to really figure out where the problem started. And it's not even that it's a problem. It's just a matter of fact of like, I don't know why I act the way I do, like in my adult years like this. Cool. What was it like every birthday for you? What was it like, you know, every year that you started a new school year? Those little things, they create who we are today. Even if we don't operate in a way of like, I'm still mad that the kids at my school that were popular at the time made me feel excluded. Maybe that's why you want to be a part of everything in your workplace or etc. Setting boundaries means this is my limit, and until I feel comfortable to go past it, I won't. There's a difference between setting boundaries and, you know, taking opportunity. I think if you've been building yourself up in different spaces, whether it be working on yourself to handle conflict in a relationship, if you've been working on the way that you respond in other areas of your life, because you know that that's an area for you that doesn't really come off the greatest, that's a different scenario. But your boundary setting is, I don't want to be pushed past my limit, because I know when I start hearing a thing too much, I get anxious about it. Or when I don't hear what's happening next, I get frustrated because I don't know what direction to take. You have to protect your energy and start prioritizing the self-care it takes to make sure that you aren't focusing too much on things that don't matter. By that, I mean setting your boundaries in a workplace, for example. I like giving examples because I think you can always put a hypothetical, but if you're in a workplace and you're setting a boundary, that means, no, I don't necessarily want to task that on every time. More than happy to help the team, but there are other areas in my professional development that I won't be able to grow in if I consistently take on this task that is for my counterpart. Or, say, for example, it's on a friendship. Hey, girl, you want to go out? Dude, like, you haven't been out with us. And if you don't come, like, it won't be a good time. That's not your problem to deal with. You know what I'm saying? Like, People can learn to have fun with or without you. And it doesn't mean you stay inside for the rest of your life and become a hermit. It just means you have to create boundaries. Like, if going out every weekend is prohibiting where you'd like to see yourself financially, that's a boundary you have to draw. Like, it's not easy to say no to the things that you've easily said yes to. But when you start doing it more, it becomes so much of like a goal setter. I think it's not a matter of breaking habits. It's a matter of building other routines. If you build the routine of, nope, I'm not going out every weekend, I'm not going to go out until I have X amount in my bank account and my savings, you know, because the choices that you continue to make that contribute to the kind of lifestyle that you're living now will prohibit the kind of lifestyle that you want to live in the future. And then if you have other people part of that journey, like a spouse or, you know, a kid, that really changes your whole track. I mean, there's really no other way to say it. So that's why you just want to make sure that you're looking at things as not as they are, but as they'll become. If you start looking at the later, you'll start making choices for the now correctly. You know, but it's about the art of decision making. You know, you have to make your choices with confidence. And even if it's not something that you want to do, you have to let what you need done outweigh that want. It's like temporary pleasure. Yeah, I mean, it's all fine and dandy after a few tequila shots and you go back home with someone. But, you know, the result of that, if you're not ready or if you just do something stupid, is, you know, you have a billy because you didn't wrap your willy, for lack of better words. So you have to think about it in the choices of life that create that lifestyle you're looking for. If you know, I got to get out of this neighborhood, start saving for a down payment. Start saving for the rent per month in a better area for an apartment. You know, it's easy once you start doing it more. The hardest part is starting. I don't think it's finishing, because I think when you have enough time and enough experience on your hands doing something, it's just getting back into the flow of it after it. But if you never start, now that's the hardest, because then you feel so set back. Even though you're not, I guess the word I'm trying to say is, like, even though you're not competing with the others around you, you're competing with yourself. So if you look back to where you were a year ago today as you listen to this podcast, are you in the same place? Not physically, but mentally, skill-wise. Where are you? What are you doing? So when you start answering those questions, that's when you can start creating healthy boundaries. It doesn't mean you go crazy and say, nope, I'm not going to do that. Nope, I'm not going to do that. Boundary. It just means I am going to respect myself enough to know that the routine I'm trying to create does not support the habit I keep doing at this moment in my life. And it's not going to be easy in the beginning, but don't look at the level of ease or difficulty. Look at people that have the life you want. Go on Pinterest, make a vision board. I know that's not really everybody's like thing, but you have to write something down or pin something up visually that helps you get into that headspace, that helps you get into that mindset of, I know it's not what I'm used to, but it's where I want to be, which means I have to sacrifice now to enjoy it later. Set the boundaries in all aspects of your life, and you'll start seeing exactly how quickly your life starts turning around. It's never that it's too hard, and you don't let outsiders kind of affect those decisions. People are going to have something to say about it. But what you say about yourself has to weigh 10 times heavier than what you would hear on the outside, because they're not in you building the life you're building for yourself. They are around you, which means that if your circle sounds like a bunch of, that's crazy, dude, or girl, be for real, step out of the circle quietly, which means go low key, do your thing, go quiet for a couple months, and really build. Build. I think you can really get to where you're trying to go, but I can't be the one that tells you that on a podcast for a person you've never met. You live with yourself every day. Tell yourself that. Look in the mirror and tell yourself that. Write that down in a place where you won't miss it every day so that you remember what the goal is. Love where you're at, but don't love it too much that you stay there forever. Always be in a spirit of elevation, because you'll attract opportunities and challenges that build you for new opportunities, but primarily you'll attract opportunities that really put you in the space you're trying to be in. I never try to relate too much. I only give examples that talk about what I'm doing, because everyone that listens to this, their journey is different. What they want is different. What their style of lifestyle looks like is different. So I don't want to plant it in the head that it's only for people that want big houses and nice cars, or only for people that want to quit their job and live the van life. It's for anyone that wants to see something different with their level of lifestyle. So, setting boundaries is not easy, but it's not hard either. You just have to figure out where your best starting point is and then start putting that into different spaces of your life, piece by piece, day by day. Because I'm so worried about putting podcasts out with my best audio equipment and this, that, and the third, I don't end up putting out as frequently. So what I'm going to start doing is just when I have it in my head, I'm pulling out these iPhone earphones and I'm going to record it on this voice memo and give you guys the message, because it's not how it's said. Sometimes just the fact that it is said, the message will be received to the people that need to hear it. So if it sounds more like a phone conversation than an actual podcast mic, I apologize for the different quality of audio, but I hope that you guys really took something from today's podcast, and I hope to do this daily now that I've let go of what I feel like it should be, because that's what it's been. Sometimes there's a season of different and you learn to do less with more. And that's where I'm at. So I will see you guys on the next episode of Party of One Pod. It'll probably be this week. See you guys next time. Bye.